Our coverage of the big story continues with the sponsor of the proposed anti-abortion resolution. Riverton City Councilmember Tawny McKay joins us now live on the KSL Newsline. Councilmember, thanks very much for your time this morning and talking with us here.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about this bill and this resolution, I guess, that you guys are going to be talking about there in Riverton. What's the point of talking about this on the city level in Riverton City Council?
Well, I know that a resolution doesn't have a lot of teeth. It doesn't change the law or a city ordinance, but I feel like that I want to make a difference in my own sphere of influence. And I think if I surveyed the residents here in Riverton, that a vast majority of them would agree with me and would want to protect the unborn.
What is the wording, if I may ask, of the resolution?
Well, it kind of starts out and, you know, it brings up that the first, you know, in the Constitution, we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that, you know, protecting those lives is important to the residents of Riverton. I did also try and include in the resolution things that would try and support women. For example, you know, Riverton City supports organizations that help ensure health insurance for them, increase awareness about effectiveness of contraceptive and abstinence planning, even, you know, support for women that have made the decision to have an abortion. We still love them. And also, you know, there's a provision in there that we honor the rights of healthcare providers, including doctors and nurses, if they don't want to participate in an abortion. We had a friend that was going through med school that wasn't able to graduate at the end because one of their requirements was that he perform an abortion. So he had to change schools. And so I, you know, I feel like all of these things are important.
I know, Tawny, that it also deals with when life begins. What does it mention about that?
We pretty much say that at conception, we do, you know, understand, and there is part of it that says that we understand that sometimes pregnancies can endanger a mother's health, and, you know, we support women in those difficult decisions that they have to make, you know, if they did have to terminate a pregnancy for a reason like that.
What kind of response have you had from the other council members?
I talked to each of them and got their input and feedback, you know, as I was drafting this. And I think I'll have the support tonight for it to pass. We have, you know, worked on it together, and I think that it represents, you know, what the council believes. There's a doctor in my district. He's an OBGYN, and he's actually the president-elect for the Utah Medical Association, and he helped a lot with some of the things that, you know, says that we encourage there to not be so much discrimination against women that are pregnant, even teen mothers and things like that. I think I tried to take an approach of trying to reduce unwanted pregnancies and unplanned pregnancies, not just reduce the number of abortions.
I know, Tawny, that the state passed an abortion resolution earlier this year at the state legislature, and the lawsuits were not only threatened but already are underway. Do you expect any sort of legal action if, you know, something like this were to pass through the Riverton City Council?
I don't believe so. Because it is a resolution, it's just saying this is the way that our city council believes. And so where it doesn't, you know, change a law or an ordinance, I don't imagine that that would come. But I have talked to other cities that are interested in passing something similar to this to just show our state legislature our support for protecting the unborn. And I even, you know, had worked a little with Cheryl Acton with this, was, you know, which she was the one that passed some of the abortion legislation this last year on the Hill, and she was very helpful.
What do you say then, council member, to those critics who would say this is just not the purview of a city council, that city councils deal with things like, you know, I'm not even educated to understand enough, and they deal with garbage collection, they deal with the police officers within there. I mean, you deal with things that apply to city matters, and that abortion law is for legislatures and the Congress and the Supreme Court. What do you say to those critics?
Well, I believe that the governing, you know, as close to the people as possible is the best governing that's available. And I truly believe that this is what the residents of Riverton feel and believe. And even though I can't change Roe versus Wade, neither could, you know, Riverton. But I feel like if our city and other cities like us can show this support to the state, maybe someday it could be, you know, so that abortion wasn't so legal in the state of Utah. And maybe the state of Utah could be an example for the rest of the country. And ideally, someday, the U.S. could be an example for the rest of the world. You know, and also in my city council district, we have Kari Sue. It's a school for special needs children. And even my daughter went there with her speech impediment. And it concerns me that so many doctors are encouraging patients that detect a special need to abort their babies. Some of these individuals that I know bring so much joy to the people around them. And those types of individuals will be missed from our society. And also, worldwide, the number of female infants that are, you know, being aborted. I don't agree with the female feticide that's going on.
Well, Councilmember, we appreciate you joining us here on Utah's Morning News. Thanks very much for your time on this Tuesday morning.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
That is Riverton City Councilmember Tawny McKay joining us live on the KSL Newsline.